Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechta Shabbos, Perik Yud Zayin, Mishnah Ches, Kol Kisui Kelim, all the covers of Kelim, Sheyesh Lem Beis Achiza that have handles, Nitalim B'Shabbos, they can be taken on Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Yossi said, Abamed Varam Amurim, when do we say this? That it has to have a handle. B'Kisui Karka, if it's covering a hole in the ground. Avol B'Kisui Kelim, or just a cover to some type of a container, a pitcher of water or something, bankach, whether with a handle or without a handle, nitalim b'Shabbos, that can be taken on Shabbos. Now, the Batanura tells us that the Gemara is going to explain, stam is like a cover over a pitcher everyone holds. You can take it off and put it on even without a handle. And if there's like a real solid storage place in the ground that's covered, everyone agrees, you can't lift it if there's no handle. When do they argue? They argue if, let's say, you have a keli that somehow you connected or cemented to the ground. So one man de'amar says, that's as if it's in the ground. And therefore you can't lift the cover or put it back unless there's a handle. And the other one says, no, it's not like a storage place in the ground. It's a keli that was put into the ground. Now the halacha is like the chachamim, who say, even if it's a keli, but if it's connected to the ground, it has a din of the ground. Now, what is the reason that if I have this like hole in the ground, that I can't lift the cover unless there's a handle? And the answer is, because someone may say, look what that person is doing. I guess it's mutter to permanently cover a hole or to demolish a hole. It looks like he's sealing it for good. And that clearly would be building. Or if he's taking it off, that would be demolishing. But if it has a handle, so it's obvious. No, that's just a cover that he's opening or closing to get to some things that he has over there. So the handle would take away that problem. Okay, so what do we learn in the Mishnah? We learned covers of Kelim. According to the Tanakhama, whether they have a handle or not, you can take it on Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi says only with a handle. Everyone agrees, tamazet, a cover to a pitcher or a lid to a little box doesn't have to have a handle. And if it's a real solid thing built into the ground, a storage place or something, of course it has to have a handle. Machlokes is only about a keli that was connected to the ground. Tanakhama says, being that's just a keli connected to the ground, it's not like a real hole in the ground or something that was built mamish, like a storage place in the ground. So maybe over here, lifting or closing a lid, even without a handle, wouldn't be a problem. Well, here is the machlokes. The Chachamim say, if it's a keli connected to the ground, it's as if it's the ground, it has to have a handle. And Rabbi Yossi says, being that it's a keli that was put into the ground, it doesn't have to have a handle.